Okay. Thank you, madam. So this is a municipal update webinar. I'll just say on the product care side of things, we have myself, and we have, you heard, Chris Dagenet, our Director of Communications. Based in our Ontario office, we've got Pat Chauvet, our Ontario Program Director, who will be presenting the slideshow, and with him, Sherith Sinisak, who's the Program Coordinator there. And at our end here, we also have Holly LaFontaine, who's a Program Coordinator dedicated to the Ontario program. We also have staff from Stewardship Ontario who are present and will be available to respond to some questions as necessary. And I'll ask the Stewardship Ontario staff to introduce themselves now if they can.
Thanks, Mark. My name is Alistair Harris Cartwright. I'm communications here at Stewardship Ontario. Also in the room, we have Chris Armini, who leads the service provider reporting team. We've got Cullen Hollister, who leads operations for ESSO. We've got Nicole, who is project manager for the transition program, and we've also got Matt, who supports on communications.
Great. Thank you very much, Alistair. And as mentioned again, just so everybody knows the sort of rules of engagement, so because of the number of people, we'll leave everybody on mute except for the presenters, but we will be asking or inviting you to present questions. And you can start doing them anytime you want to, but it's at the end of the actual slideshow presentation that we'll be responding to them. We'll read them out, and then we'll decide who's best to answer, whether it's aimed at Product Care or Stewardship Ontario or whatever. So I think that covers the introduction and the preparation. So Pat Chauvet, I will pass the microphone over to you, figuratively speaking, and let you start to take us through the slideshow. So Pat?
Thank you, Mark, and welcome everybody to the webinar session, to the municipal webinar session. I'm going to ask Chris to advance the slide, please. And those are the folks that just presented themselves who are part of the webinar here to support you. And maybe you can go to the next slide. Great. So we're going to start off with the agenda and just a very high-level agenda. We're going to talk to these points. Just mention the WDO approval and the supply chain transition. We're going to answer that age-old question of what is the difference between product care association and regeneration. We're going to talk a little bit about the municipal agreement and what the next steps are, the municipal supply chain and reporting. We're going to touch on the expanded definition, paint definition. We're also going to mention a few key messages that we've sent out to the service providers that you should be aware of, and just to have that consistent message. We're going to touch on the paint exchange program, promotion and education. I'm going to give you a view to a few slides of the Depot Finder. Then I'm going to walk you through several screens of the reporting portal. This is a portal that municipalities will be reporting into. And just a note that they are mock-ups at this point. The screens are themselves are relatively solid. The information in there, obviously, it's all mock-up. Then we're going to cover key activities and timelines. Going to talk about what resources and contacts are available to you. And we'll give you a little bit of an update on a couple of other programs that we're working on. So maybe we'll move on to the next slide, please. So on December 10th, 2014, Waste Diversion Ontario approved the Product Care Industry Stewardship Plan for the management of end-of-life of paints and coatings. And then on March 25th, the WDO pronounced the effective date or the start date for the PCA paint ISP, and that being June 30th, 2015. Next slide. Regarding the supply chain, so Product Care Paint ISP has the support of the majority of the paint stewards by market share in Ontario. Stewardship and product SO and Product Care have agreed that as of June 30th, Product Care will assume SO's entire paint supply chain. And then Product Care and SO and a Municipal Transition Committee team are working together to ensure a smooth transition of the supply chain from SO to Product Care. Next slide. Now, to answer that age-old question, I know there's been a little bit of confusion out there, the corporate name versus the consumer-facing brand name, and right there should give you a little bit of an answer. Product Care Association initiated a brand refresh on its 20th anniversary. The goal was to develop a communication platform that spoke to consumers in a more intuitive, accessible way, inviting engagement and conversation. Regeneration was born as an umbrella brand under which all of our programs would exist, and that includes our programs such as the Paint Recycle, the Light Recycle, and the Alarm Recycle that we have throughout Canada. Next slide. The principles of the Regeneration communication platform is the website, regeneration.ca. It hosts consumer, member, and program partner portal, providing relevant information to each group. So this is the website that you're going to be going into to report your activities into Product Care. Product Care Association remains our legal name and the name that appears on contracts and agreements. So I hope that's kind of cleared it up. There's no big mystery here. You know, one's a branding effort and one's our legal name, and that will remain in place. Next slide, please. Let's talk about the agreement. The Municipal Product Care Association Agreement. The PCA Municipal Paint ISP Service Agreement was developed in consultation with the Municipal Transition Committee with representatives from AMO, MWA, and RIPCO and their legal counsels. The agreement, the paint agreement, is adapted from the current Stewardship Ontario Municipal MHSW Services Agreement. And I can say that as of yesterday, that the agreement has now been finalized. Next slide. Regarding municipal compensation, Product Care adopted the agreed to Stewardship Ontario municipal rates as they apply to paint. That applies to the depot hourly rate, so the paint portion of that depot hourly rate, the total recent reimbursable hours for depots, event dollars per ton rates, and the commingled lab pack rates for paint aerosols. Next slide. For collection events, Product Care will upload all 2015 events confirmed by Stewardship Ontario as of March 31st into our consumer-facing depot finder. Additional events will be reviewed, approved, and uploaded into the depot finder after they've been submitted to Product Care Association. Concerning the commingled aerosols and lab pack studies, no change to commingled aerosol lab packs standards. Product Care will compensate municipalities for the paint share of the aerosol lab packs. Product Care and Stewardship Ontario will work out the mechanics of paying ESSO's share for other MHSW aerosol products found in the lab pack, and for 2015, ESSO share was 5.43%. 2015 lab pack studies will continue as per the approved lab pack study methodology, and for 2016, the lab pack study process will be reviewed with input from ESSO and municipalities. Next steps on the agreement. Individual Product Care paint ISP agreements will be sent out to municipalities the week of April 20th. If possible, the signed agreement should be returned to Product Care on or before June 30th. If returned after June 30th, depot services will continue uninterrupted to the municipalities, and that's important to remember, regardless of the state of that agreement, if it's not signed and back to us, service does continue on. Municipalities will be retroactively compensated to June 30th for depot hours, paint aerosols, and events once we have received the signed municipal agreement. Next slide, please. Thank you. Municipal claims reporting. Depot service hour payments. So Product Care will take the monthly direct payments, will pay the monthly direct payments via electronic funds transfer, or check, as is currently done. So there's no change there. Collection events and paint aerosol claims through the Product Care Service Partner portal is how you will claim, how you submit your claim. Municipal claim portal training and downloadable documentation will be made available. And Stewardship Ontario will require final paint claims to be submitted no later than 90 days after the paint ISV effective date. Sooner the better, but you have the 90 days. Next slide, please. In terms of the municipal service provider relationship, this remains unchanged. So there are no changes to service to municipal or service provider relationships or contractual arrangements as a result of the Ontario Paint ISP transition. So those service providers that were picking up your paint prior to the effective date will also be the service provider after the effective date. There will be no impact from the paint ISP. Product Care is adopting all MDT PIP transportation and processing incentive rates and standards for depot collected paint. All service provider currently registered under ESSO's MDT PIP program for paint, transportation, or processing will be automatically registered into our portal and our program. Next slide. Supply chain service to municipalities. Same collection site standards, policies, and guidelines as in ESSO's MHSW program, so no change there. No change to how paint is collected at events, and no change in how commingled paint aerosol lap packs are collected and packed. Product Care is committed to ensure that service to municipal depots, events, and return to retail collection sites continues uninterrupted. And you'll see that that is our theme. No interruption to service. Next slide, please. The expanded definition of paint and paint exchange. The definition of paint under the ISP, under the Ontario Paint ISP, includes all aerosol paints, but not limited to architectural paints and non-pesticide marines and coatings. This is an add to the current program. Paint exchange program for interested municipalities is being developed, and we'll talk a little bit about that a little bit later on. Next slide, please. So what are some of the key messages we've talked to the service providers about? Again, number one thing, no interruption to service. We've let them know that the paint definition, it has changed. Again, all aerosol paints, not limited to architectural paints. And then non-pesticide marine coating paints are now included. In the transition, claims with a service date prior to the ISP effective date is reported to Stewardship Ontario, and those after the effective date will be reported to Product Care. So fairly straightforward, fairly clean. Next slide, please. Regarding the paint exchange program, Product Care committed in the ISP to increasing paint exchange. Some municipalities currently have a paint exchange program, and many others are interested. Following discussions with the Municipal Transition Committee, Product Care will further consult to design, implement a paint exchange program after the ISP effective date. Next slide. Promotion and education. ESSO and Product Care are working together with the Municipal Transition Committee to coordinate communications. ESSO and Product Care will continue to support municipalities with P&E materials, and more information will be provided as soon as possible. So we're still working on this. If you go to the next slide, show you where you will be able to get downloadable POS material, and then again, that'll be through our service partner portal on the Regeneration website. So branded program promotional materials will be made available and downloadable off our Regeneration site. So that just gives you an idea of where you can find it. Next slide, please. want to talk a little bit about the Depot Finder, and this is the consumer-facing website where they can find the closest depot or return to retail location for paint. So very simply, again, it's off our regeneration website. It'll launch June 30th. It'll list municipal depots, municipal website links, if we have them. Hopefully you'll be able to provide them to us, and all the return to retail locations that we have in the system. Next slide. Very simply, the Depot Finder works as such. A consumer is going to choose one of the materials and then type in their postal code. And what it will return is the nearest location to that postal code and links to municipalities or retail collection sites, depending on where it is. So it's fairly straightforward. Again, this is not new for Product Care, as we're using this functionality in other provinces for other programs. Next slide, please. Also, there will be a reciprocation between the Orange Drop website and the Regeneration website, where the Regeneration website will direct consumers that is non-paint in Ontario to the Orange Drop website and vice versa. So there is, if someone just happens to land on the Orange Drop website and you want to find out about paint, it'll direct you over to the Regeneration website as a consumer. Okay, let's move on to the next slide. All right, I'm going to walk you through a few screens, portal screens, that you will be accessing depending on your level of access. And again, I will just reiterate that they are mock-ups, and we're not going to go into great detail. This is not a training session, but just to give you an idea that there is work that's going on, and we have come pretty far in the development of the portal, hopefully it'll be easy for you to walk through once you get the training. So let's go to the next slide. So very typically, once you go to the service partner portal, it'll say reporting portal off the website. You'll be introduced to a screen such as this. Very simply, your email address and a password you'll have to enter. And initially, that password will be provided to you, and that's what you'll use, and you'll be able to go in and change it. Fairly straightforward screen, nothing magical about this screen. So let's go on to the next one. Depending on your level of authority, I guess, if you will, you may be presented with this next screen. If you are an administrator, designated as an administrator, you will be presented with this screen. This screen simply is just a recap of who you are. The top left-hand side would identify you as the municipality, the street, the city, province, postal code, all that information is there. Below that, then, are those who are registered in the portal that you have told us are designated to access the portal in one form or another, and it will list their name and their email address. It will also provide what their role is. So there will be different roles in this. Certainly, and the administrative role is the role that can change some of the access to this. So that'll be important that we get that information from you. There'll also be data entry or finance, but those questions will come out to you very soon once we send out the municipal agreement, and you'll be able to fill that out. On the right-hand side, you'll be presented with locations associated with your municipality. Whether it be a depot location or whether it be an event location will be listed there. So that should be fairly straightforward. Again, just an informational screen. Let's go down to the next slide. This is an actual submission screen. Again, just going to provide you some bigger chunks of information. So on the left-hand side, you have the title of your submission. You could choose to use a download, the spreadsheet. so you can download the template or upload it or submit it to us. And then also on the top left-hand side are the accompanying documents that you need, the supporting documents that you send in to us. And what you'll be able to do in this system is copy or drag them right into this box once you click on it that are associated with that submission that you're providing us with. So it'll all be kept together. So the claim that you're making or the submission that you're making will have the submission documents or the supporting documents with it. Excuse me. To the right-hand side is, can you go back up a second? Can you go back up to the previous, submission screen, thank you. On the right-hand side then, you have the any submissions that you've worked on but haven't submitted. So, if it's, 4 o'clock in the afternoon and you're going home and you just haven't finished a submission, you can save it, but not submit it and come back the next day and continue working on it. Or if you only have submissions once a month, but you don't want to wait to the end of the month to submit them, you can complete them here, save them, but not submit them. And then at the end of the month, just submit all of them. So you do have that option if you wish. And then below is the actual claims of that submission, line by line. I'm not going to get into all the details here. I think some of you are fairly familiar with this. I'll just indicate that, there's a little red under a delivery date. You'll see a little red there. So when you see something in red, means you can't go any further because something's wrong. So that'll help the users as they work through these claims. And if there's a yellow, as you see on the right-hand side, it's just a warning. It doesn't mean that it's wrong necessarily. I believe you'll still be able to submit the claim, but it'll be something that'll be looked at later on. That's just really high level of the submission claim itself. If we go to the next screen, this is the history screen. And again, so on the left-hand side will be your, I think it's top five, or we'll have the top 10 submissions that you've made there. I'll talk about the advanced search in a second, so just keep an eye on that guy. To the right-hand of that, so the top right-hand box, are the submission details. And so when you click on a submission in the left-hand box, the details of that will appear in the right-hand side, including the supporting documentation. And again, you have options here if you want to print that, if you want to save that submission in the PDF, or you want to export the submission in Excel. You have some options here to play with that. And below is a recap, line by line, of the claims you've made in that submission. Just going to move on to the next one. Next, there we go. So I talked about advanced search. So we'll only display between 5 and 10 actual submissions, but if you have others and you want to do a search on submissions, whether it be via collection site, whether it be a title, the service type, transportation or event, or a range of pickup date or delivery date, you have that option. So this screen is just optional. You don't have to use it, but it is a very neat tool. Once you've got all your submissions in there, you're looking at it for the year and want to do some kind of recap for the senior leaders in the municipality, this may be a good way of getting to some of that information quickly. Let's go on to the next screen. This is just simply a contact screen, and it's just going to give you details of contact numbers in case you have a question or need some help, whether it's accounting, whether it's submission type of inquiries. You can call these numbers and there will be somebody there to help you. Next screen. All right, I'm just going to touch a little bit here on kind of the key timelines and key dates. So as most of you have received at this point, There's been communication coming from Stewardship Ontario jointly from Stewardship Ontario and Product Care. That happened at the end of March, beginning of April. We've been involved in some follow-up calls with municipalities to talk about, the ISP and the services agreement. So there's been a lot of work around that, and that some of that continues on. The agreement will be distributed, and that should say the week of April 20th. My apologies for not having a date in there, but I did mention it before. The agreement should start going out to individual municipalities next week. The webinar, well, this is the first one over 2 days, so April 15th, so that's happening. We will be recapping the FAQs that come out of this and putting them on our website by April 23rd next week, the questions and the answers. Contact and electronic funds information is due back to Product Care by May 8th. So with the agreement that's going out, we will also need some contact information. And you saw that in some of the screens. If you remember the administrator screen, there were different roles, et cetera, et cetera. We will need some of that contact information to populate our database so we can acknowledge each of the municipalities. That's the only way our system can acknowledge you, is if we have that information. So we would like that information back to us by May 8th. Of course, the sooner the better. It can be before May 8th, if you wish. We will be at the MWA conference between May 12th and May 14th. I believe we'll be making a presentation when it comes to the MHSW side. There will be formal webinar training, so a lot more detail and available to you between June 15th and June 28th. So we'll keep an eye out for those invitations that are going to come out from us, and that will be the detailed review of how you submit a claim. And there will be information available to you off our website that you can download. There'll be a reminder of the ISP effective date come out approximately June 22nd. The municipal agreements are due back to us by June 30th. And, of course, the big launch date or the effective date is June 30th. Next screen. I'm going to give you just a quick update here on pesticide solvents and fertilizers. So with the support of industry, Product Care is reactivating the Pesticide, Solvent, and Fertilizer Industry Stewardship Plan. We need to go back and update that plan and resubmit it to Waste Diversion Ontario. And then once Waste Diversion Ontario has it, it's expected that they will post it on the EBR site and consult with stakeholders before referring it to the WDO board. So I just wanted to give you a quick update there. If we go on to the next slide, the interim LAMPS program, Product Care volunteered to provide an interim LAMP program after the Minister of the Environment and Climate Change canceled the Phase 2 funding. The funding of $1 million or 12 months, whichever comes first, including retail collection sites, is the offer. Product Care will pay actual post-collection costs plus 10% to cover municipal, administrative, and collection costs. The next step is to develop a Product Care municipal LAMP agreement based on the paint agreement. And the Product Care is working with the Municipal ISP Transition Committee to work through the agreement. So I just want to provide you with a little bit of an update as to what was going on with those two other programs. Go to the next slide. All right. I just wanted to leave you with some information and some contacts. So the best way for you to learn about the program or maybe answer some of the questions is to go to our website, and it's you'll see it there. There's the link, www.regeneration.ca. And if you look for the service partner icon, support, service partner support, and then go into the Ontario tab, you'll see resources, frequently asked questions, and any news that is going up. You also can contact myself here in Ontario. Sherith is also working with me in Ontario. And Holly LaFontaine is available. She does work in BC. So the hours, there's a three-hour time delay, but she is also available to help. Next slide. So certainly on behalf of myself, Mark, Esso, and the rest of the product care team, we'd like to thank you for taking the time to listen to this presentation. And I'm going to turn it back to Chris. If there are any questions, maybe you could start reading them out, and we'll attempt to answer them as best as possible. Thanks.
Okay. Pat, it's Mark Kirshner here, Product Care Association. Just before we get Chris to explain the next process, just wanted to say thanks very much to Pat for a great presentation. I thought I'd maybe ask if anybody on the Stewards of Ontario side had anything they wanted to comment on right now, and otherwise what we'll do is move on to answering questions, and the questions will be done through the chat function. So, Alistair and your team, anything you wanted to add in right now?
Nothing at this moment, Mark. Thanks.
Okay, thanks very much. So I'll just let Chris Dagenet, our Director of Communications, explain how to do the questions. Some of you seem to have learned that already, but...
Okay, thanks, Mark. Yeah, it looks like there have been a few questions that have come in via the chat function that's located on your screen for those of you who are logged on to the visual webinar portion. So please use this opportunity now to ask your questions. They are prioritized in the order that they were asked, and so what we're going to do is read them out, and then the appropriate responder will hopefully get to the bottom of it. And for those of you, again, who join the call a little bit later, just know that we will be posting all of the responses to the questions that were asked here today in FAQ format on the Regeneration website. The full recording of this webinar will be made available on that website as well, as will this presentation. And then naturally for those you know, who have questions at a later time and something occurs to you, those contacts that were offered by Pat Chauvet at the end of the presentation are your best resource. So I'm going to turn it back over to Mark Kirshner, Product Care's President, to read through the questions, and then we'll get into the responses.
Okay, thanks a lot, Chris. And just to make the point, if it's not obvious, everyone's on mute on the audio function just because of the number of participants, so the chat function is the way to go. So we have a question that was sent in during the presentation. We currently do not see invoices from service providers as they claim directly to Stewards of Ontario. Will we be paying upfront and claiming to Product Care Association directly is the question. And so just from my end, if this is relating to depot collected paint, the service provider will still be claiming under the so-called incentives program, the NDT-PIP. So that part doesn't change. But I'm not sure if this relates to other kinds of claims like aerosols or event collected paint. And Pat, maybe you can add to the answer.
Yeah, Mark,
if there's the option of having the service provider just bill collect directly to us?
You're absolutely right, Mark. So there's the claims for the depot paint, and that is done through the incentive program, and the transporter will claim directly through to us. For paint aerosol for the lab packs or the commingled and the events, it's the same process as you have today, where the service provider will provide you with an invoice, and you will create a claim for that event or that lab pack into Product Care. So it doesn't change. It's just who you're reporting to changes.
Okay, Pat, thanks very much. So I'll go on to the next one, and this is a question that came up during the presentation on the depot finder and so on, and it says that... our depot has residency restrictions, which I think is common to many collection sites, and how will the depot finder address this? So I think my quick answer would be that we can put that kind of information in the depot finder, and I don't know if that's the way it's currently done under the Stewards of Ontario system. I don't know if anyone else has any other comment to add to that.
We certainly have the ability to make notes within the specific depots that show up when people have done a search based on their own geography. So we can make note of that directly in your information. The other thing is that we are linking through to the specific municipal websites on the Depot Finder, so more information is always available to the user in the event that they're not finding what they're looking for. But I think Mark's initial instinct of having that information on restrictions noted directly in the Depot results is the best approach.
Okay, thanks, Chris.
Sorry, can I
next question we've got. Sorry, Pat. Sorry,
I was just going to add something to that. If there is residency restrictions in your municipality, you need to let us know that so we can include it in the Depot Finder. That's one of those little items that sometimes gets missed, and so we just need to know that. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Pat. The next question we've got is, our current contract is in its last year, and we have to issue a new tender document at or near the end of the year. Will there be resources available to assist us in writing new RFPs to address the PCA requirements? Maybe I'll let Pat try and answer this, and then I'll add anything if I've got nothing to add. So, Pat, if you need me to reread it, let me know.
Yeah, could you just read it again for me, please?
Sure. Our current contract is in its last year, and we have to issue a new tender document at or near the end of the year. Will there be resources available to assist us in writing new RFPs to address the PCA requirements?
I've never come across this question, so it's a good question. We certainly can provide some resources. We can guide you on, certainly what our program is about and what we're paying the service providers, being the transport and the processor. Certainly we can guide you on maybe what some of the values would be like on aerosols on the lab packs. I mean, we wouldn't give away any secrets by any means. So we'd be able to give you some assistance. I'm just not entirely sure specifically what you would be looking for. When you say, writing an RFP, I don't know, Mark. Maybe you've done this in other jurisdictions. I don't know if we offer an actual writing of RFP service, but certainly we could help you with the input on some of that.
Yeah, thanks, Pat. I think my answer would be that all the information we have available, we'll have given it, so I don't think there's anything you'll need to find out from us. And we don't get involved in helping on RFPs. That's probably dangerous territory to get into, but please do follow up with us directly if there's information you think you need to help on your next tender. Okay, I'll move on. Next question, just to clarify, does paint reporting remain the same as currently being done with SO, where service providers report and receive payment directly from Product Care? The only reporting required on the PCA portal is for the aerosols. So, again, I'll just repeat my understanding and let Pat add to that. The so-called depot collected paint is where the program, and it'll be Product Care after June 30th, will pay the service providers directly under the incentives model. So there's nothing that the municipal depot has to do, and the municipal depot will get paid directly by Product Care for the depot hours on the existing basis. So there's nothing that the municipality has to do to make that happen. For aerosols, that is different, and that's where there has to be a claim made. And I think typically it's done by the municipality, but I believe I heard that it can be done by the service provider. I don't know if that matters to us. And then the other scenario is event collected paint, whether it's aerosol paint or not, that's reimbursed on a tonnage model where it's a certain amount per ton. And so somebody has to report or claim the amount of tons, collected. So that's my summary. Pat, please add or correct.
Yep, you are correct. Right now, the commingled lab packs need to be reported by the municipality into Product Care. So that would be the only thing. Events also reported into Product Care by the municipalities. And as you mentioned, depot hours are just automatically calculated. They're not, there's no claim they have to put in or anything like that.
Okay. And in general, if we're not answering your question, please don't hesitate to ask it again or clarify it through the chat function. So So another question we've got, and I think right now this is our last one, so it's a golden opportunity if anybody has more to type one in. I can see on our screen it shows someone with a hand raised, but we're not going to be doing the audio, as I said. So the thing is to type your question in to the chat function and send it to us. So the next question we've got, do municipalities have a choice of generating a commingled paint aerosol lab pack with limited funding, or can they generate a paint aerosol lab pack at 100% funding? So I always give the tougher questions to Pat. So, Pat, again, if you want me to read this again.
No, I think I understand. So this, this is the question around solid packs of a specific material versus leaving it commingled. Just so everyone knows, we did have that discussion at the WDO Transition Committee meeting. There were a few ideas that were tossed around. Ultimately, what we decided on for the actual transition period itself, that we would leave it as is, commingled aerosol lab packs. We will revisit this issue after the transition because, you know, we've come to realize that some municipalities are in a position based on their size, based on their volumes, that they could create solid packs, as I call them, of paint aerosols, whereas other municipalities, maybe smaller municipalities, have lower volumes and in some cases limited space, would not be able to create those solid packs, or they would have, you know, multiple drums in their little space. So the answer right now is it stays as is, and we will relook at it after the transition period. I hope that answers the question.
Good work, Pat. Thank you very much. Another question we've got, I see smoke alarms on the screen. How do they fit into the product care program being offered? And that's a very good question. What we've got on the screen there shows you is a representation of all the different products we manage somewhere in Canada, but we don't manage everything in every province. And as we indicated, we'll be doing just paint to get going. We'll also be doing the LAMPS program, which is a voluntary program. Possibly in the future, we'll be adding other products. And there is, I know the Ministry of the Environment and Climate Change is just in the process now of starting to look at what the new legislation will be like and starting their consultations on that. And I think part of that would be what other products might be added to product stewardship. If you're interested, the only province and possibly the only place in the world that I know of that has product stewardship for smoke alarms is British Columbia. So it might be coming down the road, but it's not going to be there right now. But I'm glad to see there's some interest in it. So right now, I think we don't have any other questions showing, so we'll give you another minute or so. We're getting towards the end of the hour. There's still a few minutes left. If anybody has any questions, please put them in the chat function. There is another session of this tomorrow if you really enjoyed today's and want to do it again. It'll be the same slideshow, possibly different questions, and anyone's welcome to listen in a second time. And we just got a response. Thanks that one of the questions that we weren't sure had been asked has been answered. So that's great. Thanks for that feedback.
I just want to remind everyone, please go to the Regeneration website, explore it, go to the service partner provider icon, go see our information. You know, there's resources there, there's FAQs there, there's news there. So, you know, if you want to familiarize yourself or, you know, some of these questions may have already been answered on that, and some questions that you haven't even thought of yet may already have been asked, they're on there. So please, I encourage you very much to go check the website out and have a look at it. And again, if you have any other questions after that, please don't be afraid to send us an email or give us a call. Thanks.
Okay, thanks again, Pat. There's a question we have. Is there a list for all products under this program? And I'll just preliminarily say that the product list, it's paint and coatings products. It is the same as what's already being offered with some expansions, some slight expansions, and those have been mentioned. I'll just repeat them, and that is that we're adding non-pesticide marine paint, and we're also expanding the aerosols to be all paint aerosols, not just architectural paint aerosols, and so that would include, you know, automotive touch-up paint and so on, and that's to the benefit of the municipalities because it means, for example, in the aerosol lab pack, there'll be more products that the program, the product care program, is responsible for than is currently the case, and so there'll be an increase in the amount being reimbursed for that. But in terms of where the actual list of products is, again, Pat, I'm hoping you can give us an answer for that.
We don't have an actual list. I would say it's as you said, Mark. It is exact. It is the same list that they currently work off of. And I believe it's if you wanted to take a look, don't want to talk about, don't want to give Stewardship Ontario, you know. We don't want to answer for them, but it is on their website. And if you go to the collection site standards, I believe what's included and what's not included is, in the program is listed there. And then, of course, whatever what Mark just mentioned as the ads to the paint program now.
Okay. Yeah, thanks, Pat. I think we'll certainly get something onto our website, hopefully sooner than later. Another resource, if anyone's interested, is to go and look at the industry stewardship plan itself. And there is a chart on one of the pages that shows a comparison of the product care program to the existing program, but it's basically what we've just said. But we'll make sure that there's an easy reference place for people to go look when they need to. That appears to be our last question so far. So, again, kind of last call, if you don't mind. Please send in any other questions. And we've just put up the slide that shows the contact information, and I can't overemphasize any questions at all. Don't hesitate to contact any of the three names on the screen there, Pat, Sherith, or Holly. The whole point is to get everybody as prepared as possible before June 30th. We've given you a lot of information today about what has happened, what is happening, what will be happening. Some things are really months down the road before you have to be dealing with them, such as submitting claims. That'll be sometime after June 30th. The key message, I think, would be right now that please watch for the individualized product care municipal agreement we'll be sending you, and that's the one that got cleared by the transition committee, including the representatives from AMO, from RIPCO, and from MWA, and we're really appreciative to them for all the work that they did. That will be coming out next week to you. Watch for it. If you don't see it, get back to us and ask where it is. And the sooner you can get that back to us, the sooner you can be aware or comfortable that you know that after June 30th, everything will go uninterrupted. Again, as we've mentioned, if you can't get it back to us by June 30th, and we know some people have a longer approval process than others. The depot service will continue uninterrupted. The only thing that will be delayed would be payment for other claims, but those will be paid retroactively to June 30th. So we don't seem to have any other questions. So, Pat, I don't know if you've got any other final comments or anybody on the Stewardship Ontario side.
No, again, just thank you for everybody for attending today. Use the resources that are available to you. If you want to give us a call or send us an email, please feel free to do so. And as Mark said, watch for the emails that will be coming your way next week with the agreement and with the request for contact information and your electronic funds transfer information, because I'm sure you want to get paid for some of the stuff that you're doing there. So watch out for that. That's the next big thing coming your way. So thanks. That's it for me.
Okay, so no other questions showing up, so, and it's almost at the top of the hour here, so I think we'll say thank you very much to everybody for participating, and have a good rest of the day, as they say, and we'll sign off now, and we'll be back on tomorrow for anybody participating then. So thank you very much, and goodbye.